George Orwell's Animal Farm turns 75 this week. The book is now considered a classic, but NPR's Petra Mayer reminds us that it almost wasn't published at all.
An 8-year-old could read Animal Farm. It is about cute animals, after all, at least on the surface. Pigs and dogs and horses and chickens who rebel against mistreatment and set up their own animal utopia. Here's a clip from a 1999 adaptation.
Well, what does it say?
That is the farm's name. And as the farm now belongs to us, what words have I painted?
Us farm? Animal farm.
Orwell biographer DJ Taylor says the 6-year-old nephew of one of Orwell's friends read it
and reported back via his uncle that he loved it because it didn't contain any difficult words.
But Animal Farm is a dark, upsetting book. The pigs take over, and bit by bit they grow more cruel and murderous, masking each new outrage in revolutionary rhetoric. By the end, drinking liquor, snapping whips, and gambling with the neighborhood farmers, they're indistinguishable from the humans they originally overthrew. Broadly, Animal Farm is a fable about tyranny, but specifically, it's a satire on the Soviet Revolution and how it led to Joseph Stalin's reign of terror. So, why tell such a painful story in such a childish manner? DJ Taylor says that Orwell was influenced by Gulliver's Travels and French fables, but also, at the time he was writing Animal Farm, he and his first wife Eileen were adopting a child. So, not only did he have kids on his mind...
The era in which he wrote, for the 10 years previous, cinema screens had been full of cartoon animals. You know, it was the great age of the Disney cartoon.
It was, in fact, turned into a cartoon a few years after he died. But it almost wasn't a book at all. Orwell was shopping Animal Farm to publishers in 1944, when the Allied victory in World War II was far from assured. Again, DJ Taylor.
So this is effectively a satire of Stalin, who was then, even in America, regarded as avuncular Uncle Joe, you know, our great ally in the fight against Nazism.
No one wanted to take a pot shot at Uncle Joe. It took more than a year and multiple publishers, but Animal Farm finally came out in the UK in 1945, and it was a massive hit. Its success enabled Orwell to write his masterwork, 1984. When people use the adjective Orwellian today, they're almost invariably talking about 1984. But Animal Farm, though it's about a specific time and place, still has lessons for us. Gene Seaton is a professor of media history at the University of Westminster and the director of the Orwell Foundation.
Animal Farm ought to resonate because it's about the beguiling lure of messages that tell you they have answers.
Seaton says the animals' revolution is driven by real mistreatment and anger, and that feels important right now when people have very real fears about inequality and injustice.
And then it's the way in which those real fears for the future, real sense of loss, is manipulated.
Not only by propagandists, Seaton says, but by we ourselves, batting opinions back and forth in an online echo chamber until we've convinced ourselves that black is white and 2 + 2 = 5.
It feels to me a very pertinent book for protecting you against making the small concessions towards being cruel or unfair or accepting injustice or accepting that the rules are changing that we're all tempted to make all of the time, because it's a terrible path.
So, just remember, 4 legs good, 2 legs bad. Unless we keep George Orwell's message in mind. Petra Mayer, NPR News.